The sun will be getting a lot of attention on Monday, but for the first time ever, you'll be able to watch live as the moon paints its shadow all across the earth. Wyoming Public Radio's education reporter Tennessee Watson spent the day with a team of students preparing to document the eclipse.
I meet up with the Wyoming Space Cowboys at the University of Wyoming's Balloon Shack out by Laramie's airport. These cowboys don't wrangle livestock. They've come down to Laramie from Casper College to practice sending an impressively large helium balloon 20 miles above the Earth. Come eclipse day, that's how they'll send a string of tiny cameras and technology into near space so that people all over the world can watch as the moon's shadow takes its 94-minute journey across the U.S.
Being able to track from the grounds and get live video back is probably something that only like NASA and other big companies or government agencies have been able to do before.
That's Chris Bradford, an engineering student at Casper College. He's excited because this has never been done before.
We've kind of hit the convergence of we've got pretty cheap technology and there's a lot more skill.
But Bradford and his fellow students, who will launch their balloon from Casper on Eclipse Day, have come down to UW's Balloon Launch Shack for some extra help.
I think half of the point of this project is to have students just like these figuring out these systems and working with them.
Katie Foster is an atmospheric scientist from UW who's been hired by this NASA-funded effort to support students working on this in Wyoming. NASA equipped teams like this across the path of totality with all the equipment, showed them the basics, and gave them a year to figure out the rest on their own. The Space Cowboys have launched and recovered their payload 4 times, but they still have some work to do.
Hang on.
The crew is setting up a satellite dish that will track the balloon from the ground. The trouble is, it isn't working.
Oh, this one's hung up.
Far right.
Imagine someone calls your name from the left, but you just keep trying to turn your head right. That's what the satellite dish is doing. And like our heads, it can't rotate 360 degrees.
Okay, so why is this trying to go all the way around for that?
For hours, they work on the tripod, they update software on their computer, but they scrap actually fixing it and go with a workaround.
At the worst, we just point it.
Point it.
While we
point
go.
It takes about 15 minutes to get the balloon inflated. Sadly, there's no giant knot like you tie off a birthday party balloon. The Space Cowboys use zip ties.
Try to, like, twist it on itself.
Crystal Stewart takes care of one last detail.
I am putting a hazard sticker on, so if somebody sees it, they don't think it's a bomb. Or if they get a hold of it, they'll call us.
The balloon won't make it back, but the cameras will. As the balloon rises, it grows from the width of a kiddie pool to the size of a small bus. Eventually, it gets so big, it pops, and a parachute softens the landing for the string of foam boxes.
All right.
Stop poking away.
Ready?
The team slowly walks the balloon out of the shack.
Little bit in it.
Then they ease the string through their hands. I'm left alone staring up at the sky as the balloon shoots through the clouds, while the team monitors the live stream. After an hour, they lose the signal.
Oh, it's on its way down. It popped. That's why we're having trouble.
The balloon got up close to 20 miles and exploded, just as planned.
Nice job. That was great. Perfect conditions.
With a few more tweaks, the Wyoming Space Cowboys hope to join 55 teams dotted across the path of totality who will give us a never-seen-before view of a solar eclipse. To see how they do, go to eclipse.stream.live. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Tennessee Watson.